Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here. We are continuing the Melacha Halash, and today we will discuss the Shinui in when you are mixing, in the method of kneading. When you are mixing it, what type of Shinui is called a Shinui Gomer, and it has much to do with that Shinui. Basically, when it comes to Belila Ava, when it comes to a thick mixture, the only way it could be mutter is only if you do a Shinui in the mixing, in the method of kneading, when you're mixing the mixture. Now, we spoke out in other shiurim that it's not so poshut even to combine the ingredients, the liquid, with the particles, because that alone might be a issa elisha. So we are talking about in a case where it's mutter to reverse the seder, even by a blila ava. For example, if the food won't be good if you do it before Shabbos, so you want to make it on Shabbos. In such a case, it's mutter if you reverse the seder, and then when it comes to mixing, you do it in an irregular manner. And you can't decide yourself what's called irregular matter. You have to do what Chazal considered irregular manner. So in the Paiskim and in the Shulchan Aruch, you find four different shinuyim brought down that could be employed when you are kneading this mixture. The shinui number one brought down is the shinui of doing it with your hand. If you mix it by hand, then like with your finger or with your hand, that is called a shinui in the kneading and the mixing. And that would be mutter in such a case, even by a blila ava, as long as you got past the first step, and that will be mutter, then the second step of mixing will be mutter if you mixed it with your hand. Now, the poskim have a big shiloh. What about using the back of a knife? Is that called a shinui, just like a shinui of a hand or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said that is called a shinui, but l'maisa, a lot of poskim argue, and therefore the achra is, when it comes to a blila raka, a loose mixture, then you can use the shinui of using the back of a fork, the handle of a fork, or the knife. Then you can use that. When it comes to regular mixing by blila ava, by a thick mixture, that's not called irregular enough, and you cannot use the back of a fork or a knife for mixing. You have to do it by hand. If you want to employ the shinui, you have to do it by hand. Another thing that Chazanu speaks out, that if you wear gloves, that's not called a shinui. It's only if you use your bare hands, because there it's like a mixing animal food, giving it to an animal, that's why it's a shinui, and therefore it has to be done with your bare hand and not with a glove. So that's shinui number one, doing it by hand. Shinui number two is crisscross strokes, called shasiv erev in the halacha, which means you go back and forth, which means you move the fork or spoon through the mixture in a crisscross fashion, forward and backward, that's one way, then you go to the other direction, forward and backward. That's how you mix it. And the Chazanish says that it's preferable to take it out of the mixture in between, because if not, when you're going around to go to the next side, to the other direction, you're going to land up doing a regular mix. Therefore, you go back and forth, pick it up, and go the other direction back and forth. You go horizontally, go vertically and horizontally, back and forth. That's how you mix it, shasiv erev, and that is the shinui of shasiv erev, which is crisscross strokes. The third and fourth one are not so practical. The third one is, if you pour it from keli to keli, pour it from utensil to utensil, back and forth, you mix it that way, that's also considered a shinui. And number four is shaking up the kli. You shake up the vessel, you put a cover on top of it, and you shake it up, and you mix it that way. That's also a shinui, which we mutter even by blila ava, as long as you got past the first step of combining the mixture, which usually is not mutter. It's only mutter if it won't be good before Shabbos, or you need it for a child. Once you get past that, then the halach is that I'm allowed to employ one of these four shinuyim, and the four shinuyim again are either going crisscross strokes, or doing with your bare hand, or pouring it from kli to kli, or shaking the kli.